Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. It's time for another rousing edition of Beats and Eats. We have Donna the Rock and Roll Chef here. She's been traveling up and down some local roads looking for delicious off the beaten track places to have a bite, maybe catch some live music, or do both at the same time. That's what Beats and Eats is all about. Beats and Eats is brought to you by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. There are dates available. Visit willowpondsheep.com. Taste NY Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84, and Shawangunk Wine Trail. 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com and by Kenco Outfitters. Outdoor clothing, footwear, and play gear on Route 28 in Kingston. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm great, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's great to see you. It's Friday, so I'm super happy about that. And you?
I love Fridays. Even though I don't work anymore, I still love Fridays.
Well, it's a special day, and you are here with another Beats and Eats. Where you been?
I went up to the city of Hudson, which is in Columbia County.
There's a lot of food there.
There is. I went to check out a Italian food pop-up called Finocchi.
Huh.
And it was Valentine's Day. They were set up at a brewery called Return Brewing, which is right in the city of Hudson on State Street.
So they were popped up in their parking lot or something?
No, they were inside the brewery.
Oh, wow.
And let me just tell you a little bit about Finocchi. It's about 2 years old, owned by Johnny Cherichello. I think I said his name right, and his sibling. And they are popping up in the Hudson Valley and in coastal Maine. Because his sibling runs the show up in Maine, and he kind of runs it down here.
Now, what kind of food is this?
Is there any other Italian? Come on. It's an Italian food pop-up, and they had it designed like it was a very cozy Italian Tuscan kitchen.
Really?
It was beautiful. He's got a degree in design, so it with the fruits and the vegetables and the way they had it all laid out, it was like you were going into an Italian market.
How cool.
It was very cool. Johnny's recipes that he uses all comes from his family, especially his grandmother, Serafina. And I had everything on the menu.
Really?
I sent you a copy of the menu.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day, like I said. He made this beautiful beet dip. It was creamy. It had beets, of course. It was red.
Beautiful color.
With cannellini beans in it. It was with fresh vegetables and crudite. That started me off. Mm. Then he made this radicchio Caesar salad. He got the radicchio from Morningstar Farms, which is a farm stand up in Cleverack. This radicchio was... It was tender and buttery, not bitter at all.
Big, bright purple leaves?
Speckled. They were light pink. Really? It was gorgeous. I didn't even want to eat it. Huh. It was beautiful. And he made a Caesar dressing that was tangy and creamy. It was the perfect Caesar salad.
Wow.
Then after that, I tried his mini meatballs. They were rich and savory. The sauce was amazing. It was on with melted cheese, Parmesan, and EVOO on top.
Why does they make a mini, not jumbo?
Well, the mini, the rolls came from Jersey, because his father, who I had the pleasure of meeting, Frank, he brought the rolls up from Jersey. Huh. And they were like little mini torpedo rolls.
Okay.
And he had two meatballs on each roll. It was more than enough, because you got
cool.
Two of them.
That's cool.
So I downed those, and then he started me with his desserts. His mom did some of the baking. She made the biscotti and some other cookies.
Wow.
But he made this berry mousse.
Really?
It was perfect for Valentine's. It was red. It was fluffy. It was bursting with berry flavor. And he had these freeze-dried strawberries on top for crunchies. Like, no sprinkles. He used freeze-dried fruit. It was
That's
beautiful
cool.
And delicious as well.
Mm.
Finocchi is a family affair they've got going on. Like I said, his sibling runs it in Maine. He has help from his mom and his dad.
Hi, this is Johnny of Finocchi, a queer Italian supper series based out of the Hudson Valley in Midcoast, Maine. My older sibling G and I own and operate this operation. We redefine and reimagine Italian and Italian-American recipes, ingredients, and strive to use as many local ingredients as possible. And check out our Instagram at _Finocchi for more.
They do events, weddings, lots of catered affairs. Mm. And I know they're coming back to Return Brewing on March 21st.
Cool.
So you get a chance.
How can you find them otherwise and know where they're going to pop up?
You have to go to their Instagram.
Okay.
It's _Finocchi, and I'll spell it. It's Finocchi. Just like it sounds. And you'll get their list there of all their events and where they'll be popping up. And I know I will be going back to Hudson to try them out again in a couple weeks. And I think everybody should. I mean, come on, mangia. It's great Italian food. Is there any other?
Yeah. All right. Well, Donna, thank you for telling us about Finocchi. And how can folks get in touch with you? Maybe send some suggestions of where to go or some comments.
Sure.
Maybe they found a pop-up popping up somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Beats and Eats, WKZE at gmail.com.
It's always fun to hear from people, isn't it?
Always.
You get some good comments?
Yes.
Excellent. Donna, you want to hear some music?
Of course, always.